Yeah, we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, chatting here today with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jason Smith as we talk economic development here in the city of Manhattan and kind of what that's going to look like here going forward if these additional funding, if there is additional funding for that here moving forward. And we'll kind of just continue that conversation here is what you guys are doing in the interim.
Yeah, so I think we have two approaches. And obviously I want to be optimistic and positive, but I think we have two approaches. One is how do we proceed should the city decide to pursue other priorities? And one is obviously how we proceed if the city increases their partnership to us. So the thing that we need to do, and we've done a little bit of restructuring internally to reflect what I believe are the trends in how we get the best ROI for our economic development dollars. And first and foremost, and this is kind of how I've approached it, economic development everywhere I've been, is we have to have a priority of making sure that we are taking care of our existing business first. Because at the end of the day, the majority of your job growth and the numbers, it just depends on what numbers you're reading, but you know, 80 to 90% of all new jobs in a community come from your existing businesses. And so we need to make sure that we are regularly contacting in front of, coordinating activities for our existing primary employers and large employers, because you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I've seen communities do this. Well, they'll spend $100,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars bringing a new company or a new operation. Meanwhile, they didn't pay attention to one of their other companies, and they leave. And so the net of that is zero, right? So we want to make sure that our companies feel like they've been taken care of, and we will actually have a person dedicated to what we call business retention and expansion. And that person will coordinate all our activities. We will do biannual surveys and report out how our employers view the business climate in the community, and make sure that element of our program is done well. We want to be one of the best in the country at that. Then we are going to go. We have to, and as part of our business retention expansion program as well. But then again, I hate to bring up the hospital, but that's just the most visible element of what we're talking about. We have to move forward with a number of our workforce programs, regardless of the additional funding. And so that's been some of our reallocation of resources, is how can we put more of our money into workforce efforts? And so we'll have somebody who manages those programs for us full time. So what programs can we establish, like the one we talked about where we go into high schools? But then also attracting people. And we have a program right now called Retire or Return to the Flint Hills. And one of the recommendations was you need to expand that out and not only target, you know, this group of people, but expand it to a wider group of people and develop kind of a cohesive message so that because there are a lot of people, and this is something I've been in university communities almost 20 years at this point. People have a strong affection to the place where they went to university. And Manhattan in particular is a place where people who went to Kansas State and people who actually maybe lived in Kansas and just grew up Kansas State fans, you know, that we have a good message to those people. And that's an opportunity to attract people back to the community that maybe are considering career changes or maybe are considering starting their own business or whatever. And so how do we grow that effort? And that's something that we're going to move forward and do anyway. Then the last one that we've already started and are seeing some success is we are now doing a lot of our business attraction through a partnership with Pottawatomie County Economic Development. And that's kind of a regional success that I think has quietly gone under the radar. Because I think people have been paying attention to Region Reimagine and what will come out that maybe we have not focused enough on what we've already done. And so I'll give Jack Alstom and Pottawatomie County Economic Development a ton of credit, because they're the ones actually that kind of led that effort to put the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership together. So it's Pottawatomie County and for all intents and purposes, Raleigh County and Manhattan. And we are collectively now doing our external marketing for companies through that under that banner. We are responding to company requests, unless it's very specific to a town, just general requests from companies wanting information. We're doing that collectively together. And we actually are close, and I don't think this has been publicly, but close to hopefully having a company announcement in Pottawatomie County that came out of that collaboration. And so that's been real exciting, and we're going to continue to pursue that. And, in fact, we're in the process of doing a marketing strategy for that group that we can talk about maybe next time I'm here. Then so in terms of where do we move if we get the additional funding, I think that's where you'll see a lot more of the entrepreneurial programming. That there is so much of that that is it's important, but it's you have to have a person who manages that, right? It's you can't just go in halfway. So either you have to go in all the way, or you just kind of have to fill in where you can. And so we will put together an entrepreneurial strategy based on our strategic plan, but we are going to need the additional funds to do that. And then there are some of the workforce things that would be nice to do, and hopefully we will be able to do them, but probably we'll have to prioritize that a little bit if we don't get the additional funds. And so we won't be able to fully implement the strategy. And so, you know, I think it's one of those things that as we've talked to the commission and they have a lot of questions still, and that, you know, we expected that. That's why we wanted to roll it out in time for us to have longer discussions about not only what are the activities, what will it be used for, but then the last item, and this is probably the most important as part of this entire process, we have to establish metrics where we can evaluate our activity and the results of that activity. And we probably haven't done that as well as I think even people on the staff would like. And so we're going to be very thoughtful and very intentional on working with our investors, working with our leadership, and working with the city and county to set a list of what are the performance metrics that we need to be looking at, both in terms of our effort. So are we doing the things that we said we're going to do and making sure those get done, and then the outcomes. Now, the effort is something you can look at on a continual basis. The outcomes is something that, particularly for something like economic development, you know, it takes a couple of years to evaluate if you're making any difference or not.
All right. Well, you know, that's so interesting. You brought up the hospital here a little bit ago here. What can be done? I that seems like one field that you could probably attract more people. That's a job field that's always in need of skilled workers, and I know that the hospital has had some difficulties with wait times here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole issue is, I mean, I think it's a and again, I'm not a healthcare workforce expert, but just reading it, this seems to be a national problem. I mean, healthcare workers, doctors, I mean, the whole gamut, based on baby boomers getting into that age of needing more services, this feels like a problem, and it feels like a nationwide problem. Again, I'll go back to what I said before. We have a series of workforce initiatives that we think if we can get those implemented will make a ton of difference. And it starts with how do you get young people, you know, these aren't short-term solutions necessarily, but how do you get young people interested in careers, right? So no offense to art history majors, but you know, if you want to get immediately have a job in Manhattan in a field making X, then majoring in art history may not be the best route to go. Maybe it is nursing. Maybe it is radar tech. Maybe it is X-ray tech. Maybe there's a series that you go in, you have to understand that. Then make sure the programs are in place. And this isn't just healthcare. This is all of our. Make sure the programs are in place. And then the third is make sure that we're doing everything as a community to retain those kids when they graduate or get their certificate or whatever that is. I use the analogy that we spend a lot of money in Manhattan educating our kids. And I think we should. I mean, education is really important. But it all goes out the window if we let them go down the road, because the return on investment is when they become responsible and well-paid taxpayers who are now taxpayers in Manhattan. So if we educate these kids and spend the money that's necessary to educate them, and then let them leave, somebody else is getting the return on that investment, and we need to be more aggressive in making sure that we keep them here.
All right. Pretty well said. Let me take a break here. We'll get back and talk more with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, when we return on News Radio KMAN.